me to their home.
你可以猜到我的家乡哪里。
Do you know where that went?
你一定猜不到。
Yes.
是江苏的宁，是浙江的宁波。
Yes, 浙江宁波。
但是你不要问我会不会讲宁波话。
广东南部的人说多说当然了。
因为我不到三岁就到香港。
Because when I was not only three, not yet to get out of Hong Kong.
就在香港的。
And I grew up in Hong Kong.
所以一直都是讲广东。
And so I spoke Cantonese all the time.
我的国语是在学校里头学。
I honor my Mandarin in school.
我要谢谢我的妈妈，她常常带我去看国语的电影。所以我的国语其实在学校里头学，是在电影院里头学。所以比较像香港来的国语讲的比较好一点。那我好像神牧师的感觉，我是第一次到一个夏令会、冬令会。是讲员要讲行政的。
Similar to what I shared this morning, I feel a bit strange in coming because this is the first time I will have a chance to give testimony.
那其实讲员讲见证有一个好处。
Actually, there is something about main speaker.
你知道那个人是怎么样一个人。
Because you know what those people will be like.
而且你们编排的非常周到。
And then you have a very good arrangement.
年纪长的就长得比较长一点，年纪轻一点呢就可以讲短一点，这就减轻我的压力。因为今天听沈牧师讲非常感动，下午座谈会也有见证，也是很叫我感动。那见就是神在不同的人、不同的个性、不同的背景，那神彰显他的作为。
Testimony is recounting what God did to different people.
所以每个人都不同的。
Everybody's different.
那么我今天晚上你讲，从哪里讲起呢
？So what, how should I start my testimony tonight?
从我的儿子讲。
From my son.
这个人年纪到了某一个年纪呢，你喜欢讲你的儿子的。
Come to a certain age, you like to talk about it, huh?
那沈牧师他说要保持一点点的秘密，就是说他从前的名字叫什么。
And Pastor Shen says that he has to keep a secret and that was previous name.
就请你让我保持我的秘密，我告诉你我多大年纪。但是我让你看看我的儿子，好吧？
But you can tell me.
你要不要看看我的儿子？
You want to see my son?
请我的儿子站起来。你等于问问他几岁就可以猜我几岁。
好屁也是能 get 好的。
啊，这时候我从我的儿子讲起呢。
So why do I want to start with my son?
是两个儿子。
I have two sons.
两年前。
Two ago.
有一个晚上。
There were nights.
他们来对我说。
And they come to speak to me.
教会快要有一个敬礼。
There is an upcoming baptism at church.
我们可以参加吗
？Can I join it?
我心里高兴得不得了。
I was very happy in my heart.
但是表面装得非常严肃。
On the outside, I look very understood.
父亲都是这样。
Because parents always act this way.
他里头很高兴。
Although I was very happy.
外人还是装模作样。
But I was very cool outside.
我就说你为什么要受洗？
So I said, why do you want to be baptized?
我就一个晚上。
And one
day, 跟两兄弟。
And taught them.
谈到十二点多。
And we spoke till that midnight.
因为我恐怕他要受洗。
Because I was afraid if they want to be baptized,
就是因为他是蔡元元的儿子。
Because they're my son.
做传道人的儿子有压力的。
Because there's pressure associated with being a preacher.
对不对？你到一个大里头又要站起来，真麻烦。
Because I was going to be the meeting.
真的很大压力。
So there's a lot of pressure.
在学里头每一个老师都认识我。
And all of the teachers know me in school.
到很多教堂很多人都。
And all the churches people to follow.
做蔡元元的儿子不容易。
And so it's difficult to be baptized by his son.
我要很清楚他为什么信。
I want to be very clear why they want to be baptized.
我很高兴。
I was very happy.
其实他们年纪很小。
But they were very young then.
我知道他已经。
And they were very young.
但我不强逼他受洗。
But I didn't want to force them to be baptized.
我看着他们。直到他们自己跟我讲。
Until they are ready and they talk to me.
而我跟我们教会的牧师讲。
And then I talk to the pastor.
你要好好的查他们的信仰。
That you need very careful to see what your motivation.
要他们清清楚楚。
That they need to be very clear.
那个时候我的大儿子七岁。
At that time, my oldest son was 17.
小儿子十六。
The younger was 16.
那我回想的时候呢，我信主也是十七岁。
When I was 17, I became a Christian when I was 17.
其实我长大是这个 非基督教的家庭。
And I grew up in a non-Christian home.
我是长子。
I'm the elder son.
第孙。How do I say?
Eldest grandson.
And also the eldest grandson.
其实替我翻译不容易，因为我很多广东的国语，我这些广东国语还没有出来，他已经烧掉不住了。好，所以在家里头有一个一直传下来的传统的一个，我不知道什么行动是负责。
And so there's one that I also responsible for the family, just from the family tradition.
每天早上上学之前。
Every morning before I go to school,
我要替我的母亲去上香。
That is to put incense on behalf of my mother.
门口土地。
To in front of the house.
天官赐福。
And so that God may bless it.
一共有六个神位。
And the difference of these things.
说每天我就上完香才上学。
And I could only go to school after I finished putting incense.
其实我在小学已经是念基督教的学校。
But actually, I went to a Christian elementary school.
当时我不信。
But I wasn't a believer.
我感觉我念书比他们强。
Because I believe I was a better student.
那么我感觉每一方面我都比他们优胜一点点。
And in many ways, I was superior to them.
那么然后我到了中学。
And then I went to junior high.
是一个香港最出名的学。
Was a very famous high school in Hong Kong.
没有宗教。
It was religious.
所以根本没有对。
And so I didn't have any opportunity.
但是我还有很多基督徒朋友。
But I had very many Christian friends.
可是那个时候完全看不起他们。
But then I always banged them.
不感觉要信。
I didn't feel like I needed.
那么而且在学校里头有好几个没有信主的。
And then in school there were several students who were.
就特地的联合起来。
And then they were joined together.
去找那些基督徒的麻烦。
And they were always trying to pick on the Christians.
整天跟他们在辩。
But always fight with them.
可是神怜悯我。
But God was gracious to me.
到我念到中学六年级 ，Form Six.
When I was in Form Six,
从另一个中学调了有一个同学到我的学校来。
From another high school, there was a transfer who came to my school.
后来我才知道
，And then I knew there.
那个同学因为在他原来的学校传福音传的太热心了
，Because he was overly enthusiastic spreading the gospel in the high school.
被踢掉
，He was kicked out.
然后从那个学校。调到我的学校。
So he might transfer from his school to mine.
他确实是很有名的学校。
And he also a very.
但是在那段时间准传不一。
But during that time, I pivoted.
所以有六个学生那个时间就出校。
And they kicked out six students.
其中一个就到我的。
And so then I ended up in my school.
那么就刚坐在我个别。
And then he was sitting next to me.
可是你们可能有一些认识，是徐礼强医生，他现在在美国的 Pittsburgh。好像在 Pittsburgh.
Someone may know he's Dr. Xu Li Chang, who is
George Xu
in Pittsburgh.
他刚刚坐在我旁边。
He sat next to me.
我看着他。
So then I started.
这个很奇怪。
He's a very strange person.
读书。
He is the first in school.
我看。外面来到这个 top school 在他们。
I tell you because he was very good student from a very good school and he was very.
所以你知道我那个时候的 pride 很重要。
Because at that time I was very proud.
坐给他。
And so I started watching.
第二，很认真。
Number two, he was very studious.
对自己的要求。
He had high expectations for himself.
那么每一次下课就找很多的人谈话。
And he would talk to a lot of people after school.
也很有爱心。
He had a lot of.
所以我就一直看他。
So I paid a lot of attention to him.
他已经也看着我。
And so he started watching me as well.
就开始借一些书给我看。
He started lending me some books.
那我信主的进程是从理性开始。
And so I started by belief from intellectually.
我看很多书
I read a lot
圣经可信吗
Is the Bible worth believing
科学的见证
What are the testimonies
都是从理性要找一些理论的基础跟他去
I wanted to find an intellectual base to argue with them
但是
But
其实他的生命影响我
His life in effect
我回想呢其实他是我看真正的第一个基督徒
In retrospect he was the very first real Christian
原来很多所谓基督徒根本没有生命
because there are a lot of Christians that are without life
所以我就 说跟其他的所谓基督徒比一比下去的时候我说这样信主有什么分别
so when I compared to the so-called Christian I thought I was better
我后来发觉真正信主的真的分别的
and then I discovered there is a difference for those who are real Christians
但我真正信主还不是理性
but when I really believe wasn't intellectually
是在晚上
it was in a very evening
我那个时候我刚才说17岁
when I was 17
啊
啊，还记得很清楚，那天晚上就这个 George 徐礼强，他说你要不要跟我去一个布道？
I remember very clearly that Dr. Birch who said to me invited me to an evangelist meeting.
去就去，差你吗？
Sure, also, I'm scared.
我跟他反正都在。
Because I want to argue with him.
我们坐船到香港。
So we rode on a ship to Hong Kong.
在船还在变。
And we were still arguing.
然后就到香港一个教堂，我还记得是在香港的林良堂。
It was in Lin Yang Tang and in Hong Kong.
那天晚上讲到的是陈牧师，陈义辉牧师。
And it was Pat Tong at that time who spoke to us.
我很记得他讲什么。
I still remember what he talked about.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
神不是爱。
God is love.
整天晚上就是讲爱。
So they talked about love all along.
整天晚上讲罪。
About sin all night long.
很奇怪。
It's very strange.
我从来不感觉自己是罪。
I never thought I was a sinner.
在学校一直上水。
I was doing very well in school.
通常是在 A class.
I also got A.
那么当时我的grade 是什么 grade? 品格都是 A.
And in class behavior, I always had A.
因为通常很少讲话。
Because I spoke very little.
少讲话的都是 A.
You don't speak, you just do very well in class.
就是这样，对外面看。
So from the external looking at me,
从人一感觉自己在家里，我爸妈妈从来都没骂过。
And my parents had never any trouble with me at all.
那么学校里头也是，老师对我没有什么话讲。
And my teachers were always satisfied with me.
但是那天晚上
，But that night,
讲罪。
They talked about sin.
那么然后呼召的时间
，And then they called for people to come forward.
很奇怪，我低下头。
Very strange, but I know.
我还没有反应要决志。
At that time, I haven't decided yet.
但是突然之间在脑袋中就出来很多从小一直到大犯过的罪。
But then all of a sudden, I started remembering in my inside all the sins I have committed.
我自己都怕起来。
And I started being afraid.
而且有些呢，我以为没有人知的罪。
And then there were some sins I knew that were hidden and no one knew.
我六年级。
And when I was in sixth grade.
我偷过六书。
I stole six books.
是老师放假之前拿书进来。
And it is a book that were brought in by teachers for vacation.
让我们放假之前也看看。
It's something that we were reading before.
我那个时间十一岁。
At that time I was 11.
但是我心里说，哎，这一本书我很喜欢。
I thought, oh, I really like these books.
我就把它藏起来。
Oh, I hid them.
老师放学的时候。
And after school.
他找数来数去，差六本。
The teacher were counting all the books and found that they were six short.
然后他就对我们说，谁拿了那书？
And then they said, who took books?
我在坐在。
I was sitting in the first row. I was shivering.
没有勇气说是我。
I was too coward to say that it was me.
很高兴，我的母亲来了。
Very happily, my mother came at that time.
母亲很爱我。
My mother loved me a lot.
天天接我放学。
She would come to walk me.
那我就跟我的老师说。
So I told my teacher.
我说老师。
As a teacher,
我的妈妈来了。
Here's my mother.
我可以跟她一起走。
I want to leave with.
因为我的生育一直都很好。
Oh, because my reputation is always very good.
所以我的老师说你可以先走。
So the teacher said, okay, go ahead.
我用这书包去。
So I took back and I left real quickly.
我还以为是神之鬼不觉。
Thought that no one knew of this.
但是那天晚上。
But that night.
圣灵告诉我。
The Holy Spirit told me.
好像这类过程。
Things like that in the past.
一幕一幕在我的脑袋里出来。
And things continually circulate through my mind.
就丢下来。
Tears fell down my face.
主耶稣，神就是爱。
Lord Jesus, God is love.
所以，藤牧师在呼召。
And so as Pastor Chen called,
我坐在后面。
I was in the back.
我不要举手。
I didn't want to raise my hand.
直到最后。
Until the very end.
我也不知道为什么。
I didn't know why.
一时缘就把手举起
来。Perhaps in my moment of weakness, I raised my hand.
因为自己我一举手的话。
Because I knew as soon as I raised
my hand. 在这个 George 面前很丢脸，
你
跟他辩一年，难道这就输了给他吗？但是结果，我就
But in the end, I raised my
走出去。
I started walking to the front。
那天晚上回家。
And then that night when I went home,
我一个人。
I by myself。
我在家里头，我跟我的弟弟住一房间。
I had a same room with my brother。
我睡上面一层。是双层的床。
It is a bunk bed. I placed that on top.
那天晚上我跪床上。
I was near my bed.
头顶着顶。
My head was touching the pillow.
不断的流泪。
And I cried constantly.
求神赦免我的罪。
That God will forgive my sin.
我就是这样信主。
And so that's how I became Christian.
那么信主之后呢，才一年左右，我就离开香港到加拿大读书。
I left Hong Kong, Canada for my studies about one year after I became a Christian.
那么那个时间还到十九岁。
I was very 19.
那么有人问我，你是什么时候奉献呢？
So someone asked me, when did you give of yourself?
那通常的人呢，都是算我在念神学一年开始。
And so usually you start counting when you start going to divinity school.
我就告诉他 it's not fair.
I told him that it's not fair.
我说不是从那个开那开始。
So that's not fair.
我说真正开始是。
And the real time that started.
在1964年。
It was 1964.
在一个冬令会。
It was at a winter camp.
但是提那个冬令会，我要再讲我的儿子。
But let's talk to you about that one. I have to talk to you about my son again.
是这个儿子。
Now this one
是另外一个儿子。
The other
大儿子。
The oldest.
这个是小的。
This is the smaller.
那大儿子呢？说比他大一岁。
And so the older one, one year older than he is.
我刚刚前几个月收到信。
A couple months ago, I received a letter from him.
从加拿大写信回香港。
A letter from Canada to Hong Kong.
他父亲。
He said, "Dear Father,"
告诉你，我刚刚去了一个冬令会。
To tell you that I came back from a winter camp.
我很喜欢那个冬令会。
I really liked it.
那讲生命问题。
Because we talked about life.
讲员是谁
？And the speaker was.
藤进惠牧师。让他说。
So he said,
我在冬令会。
When I was at the camp.
已经决定。
I was already decided.
奉献自己。
That I will give up myself to.
他加一句。
But he added something.
他说不是准备做传道啊。
I am not prepared to be a pastor.
其实奉献传道不传道不是最重要
的。
啊，收到那封信。
So I got the letter.
很感动。
I was very touched.
眼泪掉下来。
So I started crying.
我就说，我算算看，他1989年。
And so I started counting. That was in 1989.
在 Regina 加拿大一个 Regina 冬令。
He went to winter camp Regina in Canada.
奉献给。
And so he gave up himself.
我刚刚就是25年前
And 25 years ago
1964年
I myself 1960
也是在 Regina
And also at Regina
同一个冬令会
It was all the same winter
我奉献给主
That I gave up myself to
25年之后
25 years later
神恩待我的儿子
God was grace to my son
意思很简单
It's the same
我弄清一个问题
So I understood one problem
主权的问题
Problem of sovereignty
我还记得那天晚上此事
I still remember the hymn that
Take my life and let be.
Take my life and let be.
啊，我很喜欢那首歌。
I really like that hymn.
Take my life.
Take my life.
要我的命。
Take my life.
那首歌真的要我的命。Take my life. 是神把他的命给我。
Because God gives His life to me.
很简单。
It's very easy.
我的命应该给他。
My life
就是那么简单。
Just that easy.
那么那个时间。我就在冬令会。
And so in that winter camp,
我就说
I talked to her,
My life is yours.
That my life is yours.
请你接受。
Please take it and accept.
啊，很奇怪，在同那个冬令会奉献的很多信徒跟我一起在想侍奉。
And very strangely, a lot of people that give up their life.
有一可能你们都认得，有一可能你们认得罗曼华姐。
Sister 罗曼华。
给我。还有一位刚刚到 Toronto Benny Chin 前北斗
Benny Chin
哇我说很多是那时间奉献的
A lot of people of the Lord
后来到不同的工厂来服侍
different fields to the Lord
那个是我刚刚念大学第一年
And then the first year in my college
但是在生命很重要的一个转捩点呢是在1965年耕作的一年下令会
But a very crucial turning point in life was the following year at the summer camp in 1965.
那一年我到 Toronto 去做暑期的工。
I had a summer job in Toronto.
那暑期快要完的时候，有一个夏令会。
At the end of summer, there was a summer camp.
有个同学跟我一起到 Toronto 问我要不要去那个夏令会。
There was a fellow student who asked me to go with them.
我说我不去。
I said no.
我还要赚钱。
Because I still wanted to make money.
就保留一些钱好叫我明年可以有学费可以交或者说对不起我不去
Sorry, I can't go.
很奇怪
But very strangely,
快要到暑期结束的时候
Near the end of the summer
我们几个同学驾车到 Niagara Falls Toronto 到 Niagara Falls 很近
Several of us drove from Toronto to Niagara Falls
一个 weekend
To spend a weekend
那么回程的时候
But on the return
车刚刚出来
As we were beginning to drive
就撞
And we had an accident.
我坐在前面。
I was not seated.
Bang.
And the car hit.
我的头破。
And my head got hit.
送到医院里头。
So that I have to go to hospital.
缝了十二针。
I have 12 stitches.
所以就把头包起来。
So I started wrapping up my head.
早上在医院里起来。
And the next morning I woke up.
我看看镜子里头的，这个好像是印度人的一个。
I looked in the mirror and it looks like a turban on my head.
那我说。哎，这样我可以上班。
So I didn't go to work like this.
我上班是很重的公司，在一个 golf club 里头，要很重的工。
Because I was thinking, and it was a heavy job golf club.
他就说，哦，不如我去参加夏令会。
So perhaps I really should go to the summer camp.
结果我就去。
And so as a result, I went.
头发白了。
Bandages and all.
在那个夏令会。
At that summer camp.
很奇怪。
Very strangely.
两位讲。
There were two speakers.
一位是 Adney, Reverend David Adney, 艾德里牧师。
One is Reverend Adney.
另外是 Reverend Stephen Knight.
The other one is Reverend Stephen Knight.
徐松宁牧师。Reverend Stephen Knight.
Reverend Stephen Knight.
两位都是曾经在中国传福音的。
And they're both evangelists in China.
外国人。
And they're both foreigners.
另外有几位导师。
And then there were a couple other workers.
那么他们都是外国人。
They were all foreigners.
一个是英国的一位副护士
，One was a nurse from England，
也准备到东南亚去传。
She also wanted to go to。
另外一位是挪威籍的个啊的一个宣教师
，One was evangelist from Norway，
到辽国传福音。
And he went to Lao，
也会讲中国话。
And both spoke Chinese。
那我你们认识不认识艾姆斯 ，Adney， 认识
Adney。
徐牧师你可能不认识 Stephen Knight 你们不认识
Do you know Stephen Knight?
他们站在哪里讲的是国语
And as they were standing there they were speaking Mandarin
那么艾姆斯你知道他每次站起来就是讲中国的
And every time
每一次站在哪里讲中
国 He was telling us something in China
我坐在哪里
As I was sitting there
我看着他
As I was looking at him
说奇怪
I thought that's very strange
头发都白
His hair were all white.
那么他的皮都很皱。
And then his skin all very wrinkly.
一些年纪大。
Because he was very old.
现在还存在，现在80多岁。
And he's still alive. He's over 80 now.
那我看着他，他讲啊，中国的情况啊，中国教会的历史，他的感情很强。
So he felt very strong and started talking to
us. 那我坐在哪里
？The church. And it's all sitting there.
我说我在这里做什么
？So I thought, what am I doing here?
我从 Form Four。中学四年级，我已经很想做医生。
Ever since I was in form four, I wanted to be a doctor.
那个时候还没有信。
I wasn't a Christian yet.
但已经有这个盼望。
Because I wanted to be a doctor at that time.
那到加拿大。
Then I went to Canada.
我也没有什么特别的感动，为什么要到加拿大？但是我知道加拿大有几个医学院想承认的。
I wanted to go to Canada, not for anything special, except there were a couple accredited hospitals.
就念一科。
And so then after going to
Canada. 但是我念完一科到哪里去
？So where should I go after education?
我没有答案。
I had no answer.
但是那个时间我。
But during that time, I saw
这些人
，all these people，
为什么他们把他们最好的年日都给了我中国呢
？Why did they give all their best time to life to China?
一是他们现在年老。
And now they're very old.
还在讲中国。
And they're still talking about.
徐牧师那个时间也大概60岁。
And Mr. Chu was also about 60.
还是在加拿大做中国学生的学生工作。
He was still working with the Chinese.
没有停止的。
He didn't stop.
那每一个他们讲国语比我好。
All of them are better Mandarin than I.
我是这个时间呢下决心讲好我的国语。
So then I decided I need to get better Mandarin.
我从在这个时间之前从来不会站起来讲国语。
At that time, I would never speak in public.
那么然后呢？这个时间。
So during that time,
在那个下面也没有护照。
I did not feel called at the summit.
但是我在那个 camp 的一个湖边，那个小的湖边。
But there was on the lake where I was at. There was a little lake.
所以我知道我很喜欢湖，所以我刚才已经吃完饭，跑到刚才的那个湖边坐了。
I know that I like lake, so I sat by the lake a while ago.
我在那。
So as I was sitting there,
对主说。
I was supposed to the Lord.
主啊
，Lord，
我的生命是你的。
Mine is yours.
我念完了书。
I have finished my education.
你是愿意。
If you're willing.
你带我到我的骨肉之亲当中。
Lead me among my brothers.
好像可以服侍他。
So that I serve them.
因为我知道他们大部分还没有信主。
Because I know most of them are not yet believers.
神听我的祷告。
So God listen to my prayer.
神也让我可以服侍。我的骨肉之亲。
And God let us serve people who are of my race.
所以我在加拿大念书的时候
When I was studying Canada,
神已经给我们多机会到 Chinatown 去探那些老华侨。
God gave me opportunity to go to China.
原来大部分都没有听过福音。
Most of them have never heard of the gospel.
在当中学生工作。
And then I was in some of the students.
原来大部分没有信主。
And most of them were non-Christian.
后来再开始一个华人教。
And then I started a Chinese church.
神就这样为我预备。
So God prepared me along the way.
但是真正的预备呢？
When the real preparation came,
是为我预备了一位同心的太太。
God gave me a wife of the same heart.
那么我其实很盼望介绍我的太太给你认识。
I really want to be able to introduce my wife to you.
不过她今天在这里。
But she's not here today.
那么我在那个时间还没有女朋友。
At that time, I didn't have a girlfriend.
所以我在神面前就祈祷告。
I started praying in front of God.
我在神面前求。
So I started praying.
我说四个条件。
I said there are four conditions.
要不要听
？Four love, four must,
four love,
four love.
第一
，Number one，
一定爱神。
She must love God.
我自己感觉神既然到我，将来跟我一起走的，跟我一样，那是神所爱，也是爱你。
That God said that someone spent their life with me.
第二
，Love the Lord.
第二
，Number two.
单爱神也没有用，要爱我。爱的太多了，爱我的很难找。对，这个很重要。第三
，three，
这个很重要。
Very important。
我知道神已经把中国放在我的心。
I know that God has placed China on my heart。
第三
，so thirdly，
要爱中国。
She must love China。
因为那个时间到加拿大念书的大部分都没有准备回去。
Because at that time, most of the students who went to Canada weren't prepared to return to China.
但是我心里感觉
But at that time, I told them,
神会把我带回去。
That if God were to lead me back,
说一定要同心。
And so there must be one with the same heart.
感谢主。
So, thank God.
三个条件。
He gives me someone that knows three conditions.
还有第四。
There's the fourth one.
比较是我自私一点。
It's something that I'm selfish about.
要爱我的家人。
I must love my family.
我的家人那个时候还没有信。
At that time, none of them were Christian.
我知道可能有困难。
I thought there might be difficulty.
事实上后来真正出现困难。
And in reality, there were difficulties later on.
因为我父母，我还没有，那个时候他还没有信主。
Because my parents were not Christian at the time.
后来我在奉献做传道的时候，出现很大。